It took a white supremacist with access to guns and social media 8 minutes to set up a Facebook Live video and drive to Masjid al-Noor Mosque. It took him 6 minutes to shoot nearly 100 peaceful worshippers, which would result in the deaths of 43. It took him 7 minutes to drive to the Linwood Islamic Centre, where in just 3 minutes he shot and killed 8 more innocent New Zealanders. It took the police 21 minutes from receiving a call to arresting the man responsible for 51 deaths that afternoon. In just 30 minutes, New Zealand changed forever. At 1:32 p.m., just before the gunman started his live stream, he emailed Jacinda Ardern, among others, including Simon Bridges, the leader of the opposition. The email contained his manifesto, a racist screed intending to explain the reasoning, if such a word could be used, for the atrocities he was about to commit. The email went to Ardern's general public address. A formal auto-reply was sent in response. 8 minutes later, he began shooting. Ardern was in New Plymouth in the North Island that day for a planned appearance at a local school strike for climate change and then to open an arts festival that evening. At 1:50, while Ardern's entourage were in a van on the way to the school strike, her press secretary for the day, Kelly Spring, received a call. There was an evolving incident in Christchurch. She passed the phone to Ardern, who was told there was a shooting happening at a Christchurch mosque. Details were scarce, but there were fatalities. Ardern instructed the van to turn around and go to the police station instead, and handed the phone back to Spring. It was Spring's first day on the job. Andrew Little stepped in to attend the scheduled events in Ardern's place, and the Prime Minister stayed at the local station, receiving updates and planning how she would address the nation. This was unprecedented. New Zealand had experienced disasters before. The Christchurch earthquake in 2011 had killed 185 people, and an Aromoana man had shot and killed 12 local residents in 1990. Until now, that was the worst mass shooting in New Zealand history, outside of the New Zealand wars. As in every country, horrible acts were committed every day, but never had such a monstrous act of terror been unleashed on the country. Ardern knew her words would set the tone of the coverage and be an example to all New Zealanders of how to react. At 4:20, while victims were still arriving at Christchurch Hospital with gunshot wounds, a very small group of media gathered in a nondescript hotel conference room for Ardern's press conference. 2 seats were placed behind a small table, but Ardern entered and sat down alone. Clearly, what has happened here is an extraordinary and unprecedented act of violence, she said. She spoke into the cameras, knowing the address was, in a sad parallel, being live-streamed to thousands of New Zealanders at desks, in break rooms, or at home across the nation. Many of those who will have been directly affected by this shooting may be migrants to New Zealand. They may even be refugees here. They have chosen to make New Zealand their home, and it is their home. It was a clear, precise speech. She had a page of notes in front of her, but only glanced at it occasionally before addressing the cameras again. She didn't hesitate in her delivery, though she had little more information than the rest of the country. Ardern answered questions, put gently to her by an equally shocked reporter. For now, the antagonistic relationship between Prime Minister and media was absent. Ardern didn't have many specifics about fatalities or injuries. Instead, she repeated, "This is, and will be, one of New Zealand's darkest days."